Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, colleagues. I would also be brief. While my delegation will continue to remain flexible, but as we are discussing preliminary considerations, my delegation's recommendation will be to stick to the consensus language, either in the guiding principles or past reports of the GGE. In this regard, I have just a couple of points on the your proposed text. With regard to Austria's comment of replacing the word control with to control over, I think the precise language in the 23 report, para 20, was actually with, as the text proposed by the chair. So I would wish to keep it that way. And on the second sentence, when we talk about the principles and rules of distinction, it was also a requirement. So it might be prudent here to keep the language as agreed. And for this matter, it should be also distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, to be precise. Otherwise, I would also be flexible on request to add paragraphs. But again, I repeat, this should be based on the consensus agreed language, and that it won't be a repetition of what will appear in the prohibitions or regulation section of the report. And on the language on the application of IHL, we would be willing to, review the proposal made by New Zealand. I think that'd be a fair request. And my comment will be on the second sentence, where we discuss about IHL compliance, IHL's full application to development, deployment, and use. Again, for the word deployment, this is very bit conceptually difficult to understand how this would be required under the IHL, how deployment would also need to be included here. I think that was the reason why it wasn't included in the 2023 report, para 21A. So I would actually suggest deleting that word deployment from this sentence. Thank you.